From Helping Hands on the Gold Coast, they have a charity online. You can check them out on Facebook. It's Amber and Charlene from Helping Hands. How I feel my Helping Hands right now.
Oh, they're beautiful.
I would like to help you with my Helping Hands, raise some money and awareness for homelessness on the Gold Coast.
Thank you.
I got involved in this whole homeless thing, helping people, because there was a filthy rumor saying I was homeless inside the Big Brother house. It's not true. And it was in newspapers and magazines. And so I turned it around to helping the homeless instead and doing a bit of investigating, doing some work with Orange Sky, Mission Australia. You called me. How the hell did you get my number?
Can't tell you, top secret.
Well, you're here now.
That's it.
And we're here to find out all about your incredible organization and the great work that you do. You were founded online and on Facebook groups, and it's helped you a lot. We're going to hear about that. We're going to talk about all of the homeless people that you've been helping on the Gold Coast, some of the incredible stories. Girls, firstly, tell us how you got into it. Charlene, how did this all come about?
About 2 years ago, my husband and I went down to a park down in Lenfox and at Labrador, and we started feeding 10 people. And then from there, we're now feeding up to 150 every Monday night.
And so you guys just are friends and you decided to help out?
Yeah, about a year ago, I actually saw their Facebook post on Facebook saying that they need volunteers. So I rung Charlene and I said, what can I do to come down? So I've brought food down with my family. And we started going every Monday night, and we've just created this beautiful Helping Hands family, and we feed now up to 120 to 150.
Simple as that. You saw the Facebook post?
Yep.
How good is Facebook?
Yep.
Hi. Been hanging out with my Facebook friends recently, and now this organization is growing. But what was the initial thing that made you decide that you wanted to do something to help these people?
I've always done charitable work, I guess. I've worked a lot with women and children who have gone through domestic violence. I saw another group doing homeless feeds and I thought, I need to get onto this. Mm. So I started it on the Monday and haven't looked back.
So you realised that there was a problem. But what made you first realise that there was a problem on the Gold Coast? I mean, we know there's a homeless problem all over Australia. What made you realise, hang on a minute, there's something I got to do here?
I went down to a feed and I saw about 60 to 70 people lining up.
And not enough people helping?
Not enough people helping.
And that's where you guys come in.
Yep.
How bad is it on the Gold Coast?
It's disgusting.
Really?
Absolutely disgusting.
And the Gold Coast isn't one of the worst places in Australia for homelessness. So if it's disgusting there, imagine what it's like in Melbourne or Sydney.
There's 4,600 homeless on the Gold Coast every night of the week.
Right, so who gets these figures? Because the census said, I think it was 116,000, but that was, I think that was done in like 2015 or something like that.
100%. So we go on stats through Centrelink, also through church-related organisations, and those figures have come from them. So I think it's actually higher than that. Mm. We see only on a Monday night, like I said, between 120 to 150 people. But since we've now turned Helping Hands from a organisation into a charity, which Amber is looking after.
Right, you helped set it all up.
Sure did.
Cool, good on you.
It's taken us a year, but it's been a great year. It's been hard work. But, you know, we've done this all off our back with no grants, no nothing. Everything comes out of our own pockets.
You've got normal everyday jobs. What do you do for a living?
I was running events for different restaurants on the Gold Coast. Mm-hmm. I have since had a little baby boy.
Congratulations.
And obviously I'm taking a little break at the moment, hence why I'm helping with the charity, moving it into a charity and building it bigger and better.
It must be hard, though, having like full-time jobs and then in your spare time going to help the homeless people of the Gold Coast, when there must be so many other organisations that are funded by the government. And I mean, you've got St. Vinny's, you've got Mission Australia, you've got so many other organisations. Why do they need you guys to do it off your own backs and you're not getting paid?
Well, if they were doing their jobs correctly, then we wouldn't be having 150 people turning up on a Monday night that don't just get food. We hand out clothing, blankets, toiletries. We're dealing with mothers that have got young children that have come from a domestic violence situation. They've got
sleeping
no family.
Sleeping in vans,
sleeping in carports.
Hello. So you're saying people like St. Vincent de Paul, Mission Australia, you know, all these homeless help organisations aren't doing their job properly?
That's my own personal opinion. I mean, I can only go on what I've seen over the last 2 years of me being involved in everyday people that are living on the streets. Mm-hmm. Now, every week it costs Amber and myself anywhere from $450 to $650 a week. And that's out of her savings and my savings. And that's going for rent because we have a factory and office.
Petrol, food.
All that sort of stuff. Anything that we do, Bunnings, sausage sizzles, and we've done cake stalls and all that
to raise
money,
funds, yeah. Yep,
that doesn't come back to us because we've paid out that. That actually goes to buying more stuff that we can hand out. Christmas time, we had a massive big Christmas day in the park for how many?
About 200 to 250.
And we made sure everyone had presents. Wow.
That's nice.
Everyone had presents, all new stuff.
And what you're saying, like, because like at the moment I think they're doing this St. Vinny's CEO sleep out, and I think they're up to $7.5 million or something crazy like that. Do you not see them on the Gold Coast?
No.
Yeah, you mean St. Vinny's have their shops?
They have their shops on the Gold Coast, but I personally, I haven't seen Vinny people walking around. Like Amber and I and our other volunteers, we actually walk the streets.
What other organisations do you see walking the streets and finding these homeless people?
There's Rosie's. They have
Tuesday night.
There's also
a couple of other organisations that do another couple of nights. But then, you know, there is cracks in the system, you know, so we try and cover the other nights.
So you guys are filling the cracks.
Yes.
I mean, we can't comment on like Mission Australia or Vinny's or any of those people and the work they do. And I'm sure the work they do is fantastic.
It is.
I mean, I wanted to do a fundraiser for the homeless, asleep out on the Gold Coast just before the Logies, I just, first thing that came to mind was St. Vinny's and Mission Australia. And St. Vinny's were doing the CEO sleep out. It's already up to 7 million. So I thought, okay, let's do a Mission Australia one. But there's so many other organisations like yours, like Orange Sky as well. Do you see those guys on the coast?
They actually haven't been around to our feeders yet, have they? That's the laundry people.
You better ring them up and say, hey, where are you?
I know.
Have you ever rung St. Vinny's or Mission Australia and said, hey, this is what we're doing, come down and help us?
Yes.
And what have they said?
There's been no reply. There's been no response.
No response. Not even a, sorry, can't help you.
No response.
Right. What did you email? You call?
Or? I've emailed and I've called because we wanted someone to come down to do health checks and stuff like that and mental health because we're not registered.
Obviously, we're not professionals, so we just wanted like kind of like a counsellor maybe to come through and just ask people, you know, are you okay? Seeing if, you know, because we can only obviously pass on numbers. We can't give professional help because we're not professionals, you know, we're just there to, you know, you know, hopefully, you know, mend the situation that evening by putting warm food into their bellies and clothing, things like that if they need it.
So who are these homeless people on the streets? I've been reading stats that a big majority of them are under 24 years of age. Is that true?
100%. I've, like last night, we've got a 17-year-old young girl who's pregnant. Who's sleeping in the handicapped toilets.
Disabled toilets.
You're kidding me?
Down in Southport. No.
But isn't there like places for her to go, like churches
They're fully booked. They're full. The government's actually paying for people to go into hotels instead of shelters because
there's no more room at the shelters.
There's no more room.
But for a pregnant girl to be sleeping on the floor of a disabled toilet on the Gold Coast, I mean, it'd be better for her to ring an ambulance and say, I'm sick and go to hospital.
We've had a few do that because there's just nothing out there. When we say nothing, there is literally nothing out there. It's totally... last night we did our homeless feed. We do it every Monday night. We're feeding and handing out clothes and there's this gentleman that's sitting, laying in the corner with all his blankets all over the top of him, soaking wet because it was obviously raining.
Just started to rain and, you know, we had umbrellas and things like that. So we went back and, you know,
In this cold.
So and only thing to shelter him was
what
two blankets.
What do these people say when you show up?
They're so grateful.
Oh, absolutely.
I've been doing this for 2 years and I have not had one incident in 2 years. Not one
One incident is you're saying someone might have mental health and cause some sort of a drama.
Exactly.
They're always just appreciative of you helping them out.
100%. And I think it's also a lot of the other groups are church-based, and not that there's anything wrong with that. I think it's wonderful. Helping Hands isn't church-based, so they don't feel like they're getting
bombarded.
Yes.
So do you think that some people who are homeless are a bit frightened of different religious organisations that might just be trying to sign them up, so to speak?
Yes.
Right, okay. Rather than just, first and foremost, I want to help you.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
And what can I do to help? Rather than the Lord. The Lord is your saviour.
Yes.
How is this girl, by the way, from last night, the one that was asleep on the
we've
floor?
We've actually had her. I got her phone number and we've rung her this morning, and we're going back down there tonight to see what we can do and sort things out for her.
So how does she end up there? Like, how does a girl who's 20, how old?
She's only 17.
17? Pregnant and asleep on the floor of a public toilet. How does that happen in our country?
Mental health issues, alcohol and drugs.
And things spiral out of control, and with Centrelink, with the laws that they can't have any payments if they don't have a physical residential address.
What's the answer if these people are, they're taking drugs and alcohol, they can't help themselves, they spend it on the wrong things, and Centrelink, maybe, I guess they do drug and alcohol tests. Do they?
No.
They don't?
They don't.
So they just give them money anyway, but how do you stop them from spending it in the wrong
places?
They
don't give them money.
They don't?
No, unless you've got a residential address.
Oh, okay, right, okay.
They cannot receive Centrelink, okay? So then they're going...
You can't get anything.
You can't get anything.
Okay.
So hence why we've got a height in prostitution, in crime. And I'll tell you what, if I had nothing and was going nowhere and had nobody to say, hey, look, you're amazing... I'd want to be drunken off my face 24/7.
Yeah.
I'd hate to be thinking,
what couch am I going to sleep on tonight? And if I don't have a couch, what's a makeshift bench that I can sleep under?
Yeah. They're just blocking themselves out from the world.
100%. Mm. And that's why when we do our feeds, we're very contact. We actually go out and we hug people. And that's what it's all about.
Human contact, we're all we are all in it ourselves. Sometimes after a hard day's work, I'd like to go home and have a glass of wine.
Yeah.
Just to dull the pain of the day. But then you put that in someone else's shoes, which are, is working far worse than what I have gone through. And then it just spirals out of control from there.
I should have
been
sent a wine. I would have just brought some along. You can have some now. So are there any amazing success stories? You've been doing it for 2 years. Surely you've seen someone on the street, you've been giving them food, you've been someone that they can talk to, and they probably don't have anyone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Someone who's just taken the ball and run with it.
Absolutely. There's just a couple of stories, can I tell you?
Yep.
One, there's a gentleman that actually comes down every, say, 2-3 months, and just out of the blue, he has been a homeless person. We did feed him, and then he just slips us $20 here and there. Just every, say, 2 months, he'll just come and just slip us $20, and he goes, please put that to the dinner tonight or next week. And he was homeless, and we obviously helped him out of it, and he's now rehomed, on a better path, got a full-time job, and he just comes down just out of the blue.
Because you guys helped him when no one else could.
Yep. Exactly.
That's great. I mean, that's what it's all about, helping people get off the streets, helping them get their lives back together. I mean, you guys don't have like a psychology degree, you're not trained nurses or anything like that. You're just people
who
want to
help.
We're
just regular everyday people that just want to help. And we don't want anything back. We want to help.
That's exactly, and you hit the nail on the head there. We don't want recognition for what we do. Do you know, just going, being there on a Monday night is so humbling. And the other 6 days of the week, Amber and I are on the run. We also do food hampers to over 47 families on the Gold Coast.
They're doing it really tough.
And so their kids can have food.
Lunches for school.
So they can go to school. So all of this sort of thing, people don't see it. They see us on a Monday night.
And then that's it.
They don't realise that it's the
other six days
of the
week.
That it's full on. It just doesn't stop. And then we look after women who have gone through domestic violence as well. So we've got women that are ringing us up, and we're going to court with them where it's just never ending.
So how old do you, are the kids that you see on the street, and how young are they? And like, you see women with babies on living on the streets?
Sure,
like,
do.
Yep, is
sure
it, is do. It that bad?
Yep. Yes. So we had a mother not long ago, about 2 months ago, with a baby. And, you know, they had just gotten out of a domestic violent relationship into a unit with another friend.
Yeah.
And she had nothing like nappies or anything. So I basically found out what she needed throughout the week. And I went and got nappies, bibs, things like that, and just knocked on the door with a hamper and then walked away.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're incredible. Look at you little angels there. So if people want to help you, help the helping hands,
yep.
How do they get involved? Because I know you've got a Facebook group.
Absolutely.
And Facebook is all about helping the community in every way they possibly can and yep. helping support groups like yours. So how has Facebook helped you?
Oh, great help. It just gets it obviously out to the Gold Coast socialites. And it makes us aware of, you know, who's out there and what we're doing each week. And then coming back, they're saying, well, you know, even, you know, just our feeds and things that we do, they're wanting to jump on board to help make a difference.
That's amazing. It's connecting you with people on the Gold Coast. I mean,
sure
you think back, you know, back in the early 2000s when Facebook wasn't there.
Yeah.
Like, this is such a
so
great
hard.
Tool for people like you to connect with other people in the community so that they can go out there and help people.
Yeah, we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing without Facebook because all our contacts and, like, people who make donations to us are all through
the Facebook group,
the Facebook page.
Wow, amazing. Yeah. So you're using the donate button?
No.
Now that we're a charity, so we've just stepped into a charity not long ago. We were an organisation charity group, and then now we've stepped into a charity status.
You got the donate button.
Yep. So
that's great. That's going to make things so easy.
Yeah.
You know, in the past, everyone had to go to like a GoFundMe or a Kickstarter or something like that, and a big percentage of whatever money you raise goes back to that website, but Facebook don't take any of the money whatsoever, which is incredible for a big multinational corporation like they are.
They're amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. And, I mean, we were only saying the other day, we had a grandmother and she had 8 of her grandchildren that she was looking after. And we actually supplied them with all their school stuff, didn't we, to go back to school, all their uniforms, books, lunch boxes, bags,
everything.
And that's great. How amazing.
She had no Centrelink for the children because the mother and the father had gone back to New Zealand, didn't want to know the children. So she was dumped with all the 8 grandkids and she was nearly 70 years of age.
Hmm.
And we found this out in November when she came down for the feeds. And we just, you know, obviously took her under our wing and just helped her every way that we could because, you know, she was living off 400 and something a week and her rent was 400. What else could she do?
And off the back of the Facebook group and the donate button, how much has it helped finding people and just sharing a post and saying, okay, we've blown all our money, we've spent it on food, we've spent it on clothes for these people and nappies, like you were just mentioning before, for people who can't afford them. How much of a brilliant tool is it for you guys? And what are some of the examples of what you've seen?
In regards to using Facebook?
Yeah.
Well, with the share button and whatnot, we've had last year I was nominated for 12 Stars of Christmas and that got voted through Facebook.
That's great. What's the 12 Stars of Christmas?
Just people on the Gold Coast that have gone above and beyond.
Helping out at Christmas time.
Yeah.
And they have like a 12 stars. Like, you're a little star.
Good on you. I mean, but that embarrasses me because I don't do this.
She had
you don't
an
do
award.
It to get noticed, to
no,
get recognised.
No,
look at that beautiful smile. How could you not recognise this girl?
No, it's
all... Oh, well done. Congratulations. Yeah. I mean, that you do it for these people, obviously, but...
That's what it's
you know,
all
credit
about.
Where credit's due. I mean, you're changing people's lives and you're saving lives in so many different ways.
We sure are.
Amber tells me that all the time and I just think there's so much more that we could be doing.
Yeah, but then tomorrow's a new day and we can get that sorted.
Hey, there's people there. Go, you can talk to them. Tell them your link, your donate button will be on this post.
It will be. And hopefully, I mean, there's so many stories that we could sit here and tell you that we've experienced, gone through, It's unbelievable the things that we've seen and we've heard.
You're feeding people every week. You started this with your own money. You're still pretty much feeding it with your own money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we are each week.
And the donations, when they come in, they know not a lot of money comes in, but it does help to pay for the food, pay for clothes for people.
Absolutely.
And to get you out there, paying for petrol, paying for the van.
Absolutely.
To every help.
Week. We don't have a van at the moment. If anyone wants to give us a van, that
they're
would be great.
They're looking for a van.
We're looking for a van.
Come on, Toyota.
That's it.
Listen.
Yes, anyone. Who else?
Anyone. We need a van.
We need a van.
Let's leave it with me. I reckon we can sort a van. If anyone's watching out there, these two beautiful ladies, they go out to the Gold Coast every week.
We'd look good in a van.
They would look good in a van.
I've only got a hatch.
We want to get lowered with some lights underneath it so people can see you coming. A good pump and stereo. Yep.
Love it.
So the homeless people like Mr. Whippy Van. Oh, here comes our food.
That's it.
Here come the girls. Here comes Shazza and Amber. Let's do this.
Oh, I'd love you to come down on a Monday night. And it, like I said, it's just so humbling.
Do you try and make it fun for them? I mean, I know they're in a crap situation. You know, you don't want to go there, oh, look, I need your food. I'm sorry, you're homeless. So you go down there and crack some jokes. And,
yeah, absolutely.
Because I know, I mean, in a bad situation, like, you know, my dad's had cancer for a long time and he's been in hospital a few times. And when you go to visit someone in hospital, you don't want to go, oh, this is crap, isn't it? Mm. You crack jokes. You try and take their mind off it. Do you guys do that? How does that work?
There's a gentleman there and he's lovely. He's homeless, but he is obviously in a shelter. His name's Wayne, and he's an older gentleman, Māori man. And he comes down on the guitar and he sings away.
He plays your songs.
He blows us away with his his tunes. He's amazing.
That's great.
And then if we know that there's a birthday coming up, because it is a family and we obviously see them on a regular basis. So if we know that there's a birthday coming up, we go and get a cake, or we get one of our volunteers to make a cake and we sing happy birthday to them. Mm. There was a little boy, Xavier, not long ago with his birthday. He just turned 8 and we had a birthday and presents for him. It was great. Oh,
that's
it was
great.
So great.
It's amazing. And I mean, Amber and I think we're total nutbags. So like when they see us coming,
it's like two cyclones.
It is. Like we walk in and like, hi, how's everyone going? And they go, well, you know, how do you expect it to be, Chaz? And we're like, well, you're just still standing upright.
And what do you got, jokes? Or what do? You get pull out a little puppet show, cheer them up.
Yeah.
I mean, these people need entertainment.
They do. They get it from Amber and I on a Monday night.
You take them a book to read or something like that for inspiration?
No books.
No books.
We need more lighting down there at the park. So...
Well, that's something the council need to get onto.
Yeah, we're in the process at the moment asking for more lighting down there.
Yeah.
A van would have lighting.
A van, okay.
It would.
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes, going back to that van.
Lord Mayor.
Exactly.
I mean, the council do a lot, and I'm sure if we pull a few strings and knock on a few doors, I think they'll probably be able to help out in some way, shape or form.
Look, it'd be amazing. I mean, there's so many other areas that Amber and I want to tap into. We were just saying today, there's a lot of kids that are still, they've got nothing, but they've gone through to grade 12. They've completed grade 12. But they can't go to the formals because there's no money for them to go. So Amber and I are trying to look at ways that we could actually
help sponsor them to go to the formal, to get their makeup done, to get their suit, things like that. So
that's cool. Well, if anyone's watching this and they might be a makeup artist.
Yes.
Or, maybe they're a girl who, is at makeup school even.
Yep.
And has some time that wants to help some young kids that can't afford to get makeup done for their school formal. That'd be perfect.
Any dresses that you want to send our way that we could hand out to these young students?
I've got a few I don't wear anymore.
Really? Awesome.
Yeah, that'd be fine. I should be able to sort you out. No problem. They're all white though.
Oh dear, no. These girls, I don't.
Do bikinis as well?
It's all right.
No, I don't really.
I do. I have a pair of crocheted little G-string ones,
Okay. how do we get off track? How fast does it happen, becoming homeless? Is it something that just gradually happens over time, or can it happen really quickly?
3 weeks. You think about it. You don't pay your rent for 3 weeks, wherever you're living. You're going to get a remedy to breach, and then you have 7 days after that, and then you're out. You go to court, you're out. So let's say four to 6 weeks from living in a home and working and having a normal life to being out on the streets, you're looking at 6 weeks, tops.
Wow, that's so quick.
Mm-hmm.
I know of someone who became homeless, but it took him like a year of just not paying bills, but 3 weeks. So you met people who 100%. Have told you it's only been a few weeks and they became homeless.
Yep. A lot of them have been in domestic violence situations.
Right.
That just want out.
That have to get out. There's nowhere for them to go. So then they're safer out on the street.
Or couch surfing, you know, until there's no more couches left.
Would that be the majority of people who are out on the street? Is it because of domestic violence? What would be or is it just the fact they don't have any money? What would be the main thing, do you think?
I think, and this is only my personal opinion, okay, I think 20% of the people that are out on the street want to be there. They just... That's their way of life.
Yeah, because there's that story I was reading the other day about this millionaire dude had like 6 houses and he lives on the streets just because he enjoys sleeping out and talking to people all the time and sleeping on that bench and
it's just company. Some of them are just company because they don't have anything throughout the week. They don't have anyone, so they come down for us for just to say hello and be a part of the family, Helping Hands family.
Have money to help all the other homeless people.
It would be great if that worked way.
Have you met people on the Gold Coast who actually do have money that are just living on the streets just because they like it?
I haven't met anybody in that situation.
So is that a bit of a myth?
I can't. I mean, I could sit here and say yeah, but I probably I don't know.
What do you say to the people that might be watching this that think, well, I pay my taxes, you know, we don't live in a third world country. Yeah, surely it's not that bad.
Come down on a Monday night.
Why should I help out?
See you at Lem Fox Park on Monday night and you'll see for yourself.
What would they see? What should they expect?
They will see women, children and men all lining up from 5 o'clock onwards, because we do tea and coffee and biscuits and hand out clothes and blankets from 5 until 6.
We ran out of blankets and jumpers within the first 5 minutes.
Of being
and there were 76 people there bucketing down rain and we had no more jackets or blankets left last week.
It's heartbreaking when you know that you've got nothing else to give.
And then where do these people go? When you guys go, well, we got nothing, where do they go then? Do they just go and find somewhere to get undercover? Or?
Yeah.
Well, undercover, couches... backyards.
There was a couple down there, Rue, and she was sleeping at the back of a solicitor's building underneath a carport, and I had to go and drop some stuff off to her.
Yeah,
and they were sleeping on the concrete, and they'd made up little bed thing with blankets and whatnot, and it actually broke my heart because they got changed out of their clothes and into pajamas to sleep on the ground, on concrete.
Man.
And I thought, I couldn't show my emotions in front of them.
Mm.
Did what I needed to do and got in the car and drove up the road and I just pulled over and just cried.
It must be so much harder for a woman to be homeless as well. I mean, you've got sanitary issues. I mean,
yeah. So every week, every week we bring toiletries down. And then every week, you know, the other 6 days a week, we're pushing, you know, chemists, volunteers, things like that, to donate toiletries, ladies, sanitary items, things like that. And then, you know, obviously we go around to all the ladies and we ask what they need. Sometimes we just ask, or sometimes we just pack it all up and then just hand it out.
And it's things like toilet paper. You imagine if you're homeless.
Yeah.
You got no money.
You want to run off in the bushes and
exactly
do a number two.
That young girl, the mother and they had the two children, and the baby was found in Tweed Heads.
Yeah.
She was actually at our feet.
Right. We gave her what happened there?
She actually gave her...
We gave her a pram the week before.
Oh, right.
She was homeless and the baby was thrown in the water and passed away.
One of our volunteers was passing her on the street and just wanted to know if she was okay. And did she need anything? And she said, yes, please, I'd like some...
XYZ.
And a pram, that would be great. And we organised a pram for her and what she needed. And then the next week it was on the news. And we were just, as a charity, we were just heartbroken. We were heartbroken.
This little baby, innocent little baby. Now, if we had a facility where we could actually house these people...
maybe that wouldn't have happened, but...
Exactly.
Mm.
But we've got to feed them, do the best we can, and then...
Mm.
You're doing the best you can. And what you're doing is amazing.
Yeah.
And you need money to keep going. You need a van.
Sorry.
That's all right. A lot of...
Sorry, darling. Hey, you see some crazy stuff out there, you know? Other people who are on the other side of what you see, we see it on the news and think, you know, that's just a news story. But you actually see what's really happened out there and you see people's lives falling apart and you try and help them get back together. But when you see something like a baby that's involved and you actually saw them, you've given them a pram and there's nothing more than you could have done. You've done more than... 99.999% of the rest of the country. So,
thank you,
man. That's full on the stuff that you guys deal with and go through every day. How do you deal with that yourselves? How do you deal with the mental health side of things when you're seeing people who are so destitute? When you're seeing a girl who's 17 sleeping on the floor of a toilet when she's pregnant last night? Like, how do you go to sleep and not have that on your mind? It must be really difficult for you guys. Or do you just focus on the positive that you're helping these people?
We debrief after every feed.
Absolutely. So good question there. When I first started, it was very overwhelming. There's only so many people that can really understand. There is a lot of volunteers that we love them. They come down and they say, we would like to come down. And we always give them that opportunity to come down. Some of them last 5 minutes, some of them last 10 minutes, some of them last a year.
Yeah.
You know, some of them can handle it, some of them can't. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're all there and it's not about us having thick skin. It's just about us putting one foot in front of the other because we know if we don't do it, no one else is going to do it that night.
What about you, man? You've seen some stuff. How do you deal with that? And do you have just talk? Do you debrief? You talk to each other? Is there anyone else that you guys rely on to talk to? And
it's Amber and I. I think I've seen. Yeah, you're right. I've seen too much. Too much. I've seen babies that have been beaten. I've seen women who have been in cages. I've seen lots of stuff and. If I didn't have AMS to just go, this is just crazy, I think I would have had to pull the pin a long time ago.
You guys are great together.
Yeah.
Helping each other get through it. Back up there. Wait a minute. Women in cages? What the hell?
So I was involved with domestic violence prior to doing this. So I had a place out in Warwick, and I dealt with women and children that were affected by domestic violence, and I'd get a phone call in the middle of the night and I would drive out, go and get them, bring them back, take them to the hospital, take them to courts. So I've seen so much. I've seen women that have covered from head to toe with bruises. You can't even see their faces because it's just so swollen. And I get asked the question, well, why are they still there? Why haven't they left earlier? Why?
They don't know any better. They've been there so long.
And then other cases, you know, that, you know, obviously they have been through domestic violence and then they call and then you've only got 2 hours to get them, fly them to somewhere just to get them out.
Yeah, we've done that.
Someone was in a cage, were they?
Yeah, they were in a cage for, I think it was a year, 18 months. They were in a cage.
Oh, my God.
And she couldn't even stand up. She had
Who does that to someone? Hopefully, well, that person will be in jail. I think I remember that news story. Was it a couple of years ago now?
Yes, it was.
And then you guys come to the rescue. And how do you sort those people out? I mean, you put them in contact with the right mental health services, obviously.
100%. But, I mean, there again, it's the mental health system that is letting people down. It really is because there's not enough beds. So they're just giving people medication and sending them out instead of putting them through a program. Now, AMS and I would love to have enough money to get a block of land and have housing put on it.
A homeless facility or you know, temporary housing. It could be shipping containers that you convert into housing.
Yeah.
Like you could get in. Actually, I could talk to a friend of mine, Shane Davey. He runs a magazine called Coalface.
Right.
And it's a coal mining magazine.
Yeah.
And all of those the coal mining. Mines are temporary, but they have temporary housing there. So maybe they could move some of the temporary housing when they're not using it anymore to, you know, a block of land on the Gold Coast somewhere that you guys could help people.
Yeah, that would be temporary amazing. Facility for and it would be rehabilitation.
And it would be self-sufficient. So a lot of these people that are homeless, they've all worked. They've got trades. they've got all these things behind them. So they'll be able to get in there and fix things up and give them something to do. Mm. A lot of these people that are homeless have lost their purpose
lost their way.
Well, that would be great if you could get some sort of a facility to take these people to. So we need a van, well, we need some lights, we need more money for that kind of stuff, and we need a facility on the Gold Coast. So
we need someone to listen.
On the mental health side of things, why is mental health such a problem in Australia, and why is it the wrong thing to do just to medicate someone and just let them walk out on the streets?
Back in our generation, there wasn't all this, give them a tablet, they've got depression, they've got this. You'd actually talk about things, and it was that one-on-one. These days, they want to get you in, they want to get you out, they give you a tablet, and away you go. And it's not that one-on-one basis where you can actually communicate with somebody, because there's not the facilities for it.
Yeah.
I actually was in the process. I'd bought like a hostel, and I was going to convert it into people for the homeless, place for the homeless. I had the mental health at the Gold Coast ringing me, paying between $800 and $1,200 a week to put mental health patients
into the hostel.
And I'm thinking, well, if they're doing that, and I've only got 24 rooms, how many other places are they forking out that money, the government forking out that money for? Why can't that money go towards one place that's just meant for...
But not just for rooms, like we wanted, you know, obviously throughout the day we want them to, you know, help them through their mental health issues rather than just shuck them up in a hotel.
Yeah. I don't know how many facilities they have in the Gold Coast for people with mental health. I'm sure that they do have some, but clearly if they're having to pay people like you guys in the past to help them out, then they need more places to look after these kind of people. What's the first step to eradicating homelessness in Australia and the Gold Coast, where you guys do most of your work?
Looking out your front door and just
reaching out.
Reaching out. That's what we need to do. You need to look, at the end of the day, having material things, it comes and goes. Mm. I've actually sold, haven't I, my engagement ring to pay for our factory and office that we've got now, because we didn't have the money for the bond. Okay. I can't take that with me when I die.
Yeah, exactly. Can't take it with you.
Exactly.
Give it away. I'm a minimalist. I like to just get rid of stuff. So actually, I got stuff I'm going to give to you before you leave. I got clothes. We'll go through my wardrobe. There's stuff I don't wear anymore.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's just
taking... blankets.
Oh, yep.
Great. Look, it's taking that first step. It's like smiling. Just smile. These people that are homeless, they aren't dangerous.
Do you know what? I honestly think that would help them so much, by just going up to these people and having a chat with them, rather than just pretending that they're invisible. Because I think, how do they handle being homeless in the way that they, you know, they're embarrassed about it? Because it's not something you're proud of.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, just having people come up to you and say, hey, how you going, man? If someone's like got their hat by the side of the road and they're saying, please help me. I mean, you see it all the time. Someone's got a sign written there.
Stigma.
They're telling a story. People walk past, they don't want to look at it. They think that person's got a problem with drugs. You know, they probably aren't legitimately homeless. You don't know their story.
You don't.
Yeah, even if it's not their story and they're making it up, just have a chat to them. They're not invisible. There's still someone that's on the street with a sign, you know, that has to do that. So at least talking to them would help. Would you
absolutely
agree?
Classic thing. Don't judge.
Don't judge. You know? My granddaughter, she's 8, and she actually comes down to the feeds, and she does the tea and coffees. And she was out shopping with her mum and dad, and she saw a homeless person. And she actually went back into the shops and got a sandwich and a drink so she could actually go and give it to this homeless person. And they're the sort of things that we need to be teaching our generation now.
Yeah.
Not is to love. It's not about hate. It's not about what you've got or what you haven't got. It's about just coming together and uniting as one to eradicate all this. It's not just homelessness. It's the mental health system. It's domestic violence. The list goes on.
Why do people turn a blind eye? Why do they ignore the homeless problem in Australia?
It's too hard basket, isn't it?
Ignorance.
Very much.
Not for you guys.
No.
Dumber and dumber, they call us.
Stupid is stupid does.
That's it.
But what you does is damn good.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
And look at you go.
Yeah.
We just want to, we want to make a difference. We want, I mean, there's only the two of us and we've got a wonderful volunteers. Don't get us wrong. But if God can create the world in 7 days.
I know we can do bigger and better things.
Hang on a minute. You're turning into a religious organization now. What are you going this whole God thing? Slow down a second. What the hell? Next thing you know, you're going to put Israel Folau on the show.
Not this week.
Must annoy you seeing him make, you know, almost $1 million on a GoFundMe page and you guys are struggling for a few hundred bucks to feed some homeless
people. Exactly. It infuriates me. Yeah. Absolutely infuriates me. Well, they
took down his GoFundMe page anyway, but now the Christian organization or something like that is doing that. Anyway, we don't want to get too political here. Because everyone's got an opinion about that.
They have. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion. Yeah. Amber and I do what we do, and this is what drives us.
Because this is our opinion.
It's all about being positive. I mean, negative stuff's already out there on the streets. You're just trying to turn it around by being positive.
100%.
I just know at the end of the night when I go to bed, I've done the right thing.
What about when you wake up in the morning? What wakes you up where you first open your eyes and go, right, I'm going to help some people today.
Yeah.
This world needs help.
Yeah.
It's usually her 3-month-old son that wakes her up.
3-month-old son as well.
3 months.
That's helping people you don't know.
3 months and 13-year-old boy.
Do sometimes you want to look after the people you don't know more than those two?
Sometimes. No, all good. But, in the morning, we just put one foot in front of the other because at the end of the day, like, we're all here to obviously help one another and this is what gets me through.
I think it frustrates me when we have people judging, I guess, what we do. When I started this interview with you, I said that we are not Christian or religious based. That doesn't say that we don't believe in the big fella, but we just think, you know, he's not going to come down at the moment and make spaghetti bolognese.
Mm. No, but you're going to get that on all works.
He only does fish, as I heard.
Yes. And
Is it he or she? I don't know.
I'm not quite sure yet.
Who knows? So, guys, what's the rest of the week planned for you? I mean, you're going to come and help us out on Friday night. Like, I don't know if we need help. I don't know if I told you the story, how it all came about.
No.
Tell me.
It's a little bit strange. Okay,
we do strange.
I have hosted a show called Big Brother in the past, and the house was recently filmed by this kid on YouTube and had 1 million views because it's all fallen down. And I went on this podcast called the Phone Hacks Podcast, and these two guys took over my Twitter. They hacked my phone, and they wrote, hi, everyone. I don't know if you realize or not that I've been homeless, living in the Big Brother house. Thanks to all the people who work in the area for turning a blind eye while I got back on my feet. It was a joke, stupid joke.
Yeah.
And everyone took it seriously, and it was in the newspapers and magazines saying I was actually homeless. So I thought, if people are Googling my name and the first thing that comes up is Mike Goldman homeless, I want to change it to Mike Goldman helps the homeless. So that's why we're doing the sleep out on a weekend on the Gold Coast when there's more celebrities on the Gold Coast than ever during the Logies weekend.
It's awesome.
This Friday night. And Sam Mack, God bless him, has been helping out and promoting it. And we might even see a visit from Your Royal Highness as well. Fingers crossed he's going to win the Gold Logie.
That would be amazing.
And there's a whole stack of celebrities from The Bachelor, ex-Big Brother, housemates, Ninja Warrior. They're all going to come down and sleep out the night to raise money for the homeless. So I would love for you guys to come down there and bring a bucket and collect some cash.
We would love to.
And obviously we've got the donate button here on this video. So click on that and please make a donation to these two beautiful women who do such an incredible job. So that's how I got involved. And it's opened my eyes up to so much more of a problem that we have in this country than I thought we did. So it's funny how the world works, isn't it?
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Things happen in life for a reason, you know. And I'm grateful that they did put, you know, or hacked your Facebook. I'm so grateful because we wouldn't be sitting here now.
We're sitting here now because of it.
Thank you, Facebook. Just share this out to a few more million people. And yes. Amber and Sherilyn from Helping Hands will be so happy.
Awesome. Very, very happy.
Oh, that's your camera there.
Oh, okay. Yes. Very, very happy.
Awesome.
Good on you, girls. I love the work that you're doing, and I'm going to come down there, and we're going to get a couple of interviews with some of these people that you're working with, and just so the people at home can see all the hard work that you do, and so if they're donating some money, they can see where it's going as well.
It'd be good also, like, not just to see the TV ad of a little kid sitting there that's all been propped up and all the rest of it. This is raw footage of people sleeping on the streets that hasn't been set up.
Yeah.
And this is what we're dealing with day in and day out. Mm.
It's not a dirty little secret anymore.
No.
We're gonna get it out there. It's actually something that needs to be told to the whole community, so they know what's going on and they can get right behind you, girls, and we can get these people off the streets so you can enjoy your wine at the end of the day and not have to worry so much.
Yeah.
We like that idea. I'm ready to retire. I'm a grandmother of two.
Well, I mean, let's just sort it out in the next few weeks. Surely we can figure this out.
We can do this.
I thought that.
Yeah, we'll,
we can do this.
We're going to do our best anyway.
Okay.
That would be amazing.
Emma and Sherilyn from Helping Hands, thank you so much for being on the show. And let's do this. Let's make a difference here. And I want to do this every year on the Logies weekend when there's more celebrities on the Gold Coast than ever. Get them to swap their six-star resort at the Star for maybe sleeping out for the night. Maybe we could put some homeless people in the Star.
That would be awesome. Go to the Star.
Yeah, yep. Why not?
Yep. We're there.
We could do that.
Yep. Thank you, Mike.
I'm sure if I speak to my friends at the Star, we could give you a night there.
Oh, my God.
Let me just see what I can sort. They might be fully booked with the Logies being on and off. Maybe QT Resort just down the road.
Oh, look. Well,
I can figure something out there, I'm sure.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
So get onto the Facebook charity group.
Yes.
Which is Helping Hands. Speak to Amber and Sherilyn.
This logo.
Even if you can't spend any money, even if you can't spare $5, whatever, just share it amongst your friends. Just get the conversation going. Speak to someone. If you see them on the street, they're homeless. Don't ignore them.
No.
They're not invisible. And let's help these girls and let's help people on the streets.
Awesome. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you. Excellent.
Awesome.